Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, I went to bed early. Who won?
I'm sure that's the case.
No, we were all there together. We were yelling and screaming, and our voice sounds like it.
Oh, my God.
How you feeling?
I feel horrible. Absolutely dreadful. I don't know if it was the fireball shots, the vodka shots, the double Jack and Cokes. The atmosphere at Jimmy's was absolutely awesome.
Electric. So as far as it was electric.
A Super Bowl party and a Super Bowl, amazing.
Yeah.
Day after shows, again, forget about President's Day. Just make this the national holiday.
Yeah, move it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with you. Because, I mean, I was out of there as soon as the game was over, got home at a reasonable hour. I'm lucky to be here alive, and I'll explain to you that in a little bit.
Okay.
But at least we're here. Mike is in transit because he had a great time yesterday.
He's in absentia.
We got to see Mrs. O'Mara, littlest O'Mara, and mother-in-law.
Yes.
It was great. Everyone was there.
You know what's tough about having kids, people, is when kids want to go home, they want to go home.
But you know what's great about having kids is when they get a driver's license and they drive you home.
That's very true.
Because you've been drinking. And that was determined very early on. Because the original thing was, you know, Julia, I talked to her in the morning. I said, I kind of drafted you in to be in my designated driver, but we're having a bit of weather. You don't need to go to Jimmy's if you don't want to. I can drive myself. Mm-hmm. I'm a big boy. I can control myself. She says, yeah, but potato skins.
I said, sweet.
Okay, so you can go if you want, but we got to stay for the whole game. And she did. And she was actually a part of the group. She was fun.
There is so much to recap about Jimmy's throughout the program today.
Yes.
That I think, if you are listening to this, and you probably took off of work because the night ended late for most of us.
Yes.
And you're listening to this show, there are nuances to the new Buffalo wing. Congratulations, Jimmy Cerrito.
Fantastic.
And there are nuances to our entire TMOS crew, including our interns, that we will slowly peel away at the layers of the blooming onion that they are.
Now, I'm glad you brought up the interns because we wanted to make sure we had plenty to do at Jimmy's. Now, we didn't have to worry because there was a ribbon cutting. There was the Super Bowl.
Yes.
There was Oscar's arrival at 8:15.
Yeah.
All of these things were exciting events that all happened. But I did prepare something, and I thought we should probably use it because, you know what? You were intrigued by it yesterday.
Yes, I was intrigued.
It is, ladies and gentlemen, the TMOS Intern Trivia Game.
My head hurts so bad. You have to turn down that music just a little
okay.
bit. Okay.
Yeah.
Intern game.
Okay. This is going to be a subtle. Maybe we're going to get like a sort of like a.
Everybody be quiet.
Relax.
Theo Oscar's hungover.
All right. So these are trivia questions regarding the full scope of TMOS Intern.
Okay.
Even one going back to the Don and Mike day.
Can I briefly just hold up the piece of paper that I had you save yesterday?
Yes, I could have printed a clean copy, but I actually brought in the original one.
Because we care about the environment. This copy that's been in the same jeans Rob wore last night.
They were in my wallet.
In his pocket. His Costanza wallet is now with us.
Right. And that's because we don't like to print. You know, some millennials don't even have printers.
Why would they?
Yeah, because
they're digital. That's
you know,
right.
These
yeah.
damn hipsters.
Yeah, crazy kids. All
okay,
right.
So if we would have played.
This is what we could have played.
Okay.
All right. Question one. And I think you'll do really well. How about that?
I think I will as
all right. Ring in if you know the answer. And Emily, you are here and you can ring in too if you feel you know any of the answers or you want to hazard a guess.
Okay.
Okay, good. All right.
Emily, by the way, is scared. She's from AU and hungover.
Yes. I don't know that she's as hungover, but she apologized for her voice, which I think sounds great.
Again, as a broadcaster, anyone listening right now that listens to her knows that both Rob and I, the lining of our throats has been depleted by hard alcohol
yes.
so bad
mm-hmm.
that we don't sound the same. But Emily, you sound great.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Doesn't she
sound
great?
Wonderful. Yeah. I think she should probably carry the show.
Feel free to ring in.
I do feel that the name of today's show should be Faking It.
Or how about this? Adult Electrolytes.
Oh, no, is that like some?
Oh.
That's like adult Pedialyte.
This is what I've been selling to people, but now they call it Adult Electrolytes.
They've actually found their
target. Is it any different?
That's the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Gatorade. Basically. It's really syrupy Gatorade.
It's 20 Gatorades in one bottle.
You're just like Elvis, yeah. You know that?
I am?
Yeah, because he would love to find the fast fix. That's why he was a drug addict.
Oh.
It works.
Well, he says... He said,
"You just complimented me and then called me a drug addict."
No. I said Elvis was a drug addict, but I said you have a similar outlook as Elvis. There's a tape of him on stage when Gatorade was first introduced.
Got it.
And he says, "This is called Gatorade. It's supposed to replenish your body 20 times faster than water."
Hold on, 2 seconds.
Yes.
Hold on. Drab T-shirt. I'm recording the Mike O'Mara show.
Hi, Drab.
Woo.
Yeah, we're still doing it.
Still doing it. We just started it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll give you a call back.
You don't want to put him on speaker?
No, I don't want to put him on speaker.
You know that, because that would make it technically a crossover episode.
Oh, that'd be great.
Like when the Beverly Hillbillies would go into Petticoat Junction. It was very exciting.
Jesus Christ.
All right, what is Rob Ford's alma mater?
Rob Ford went to WVU.
That is a correct answer. Congratulations.
Ding, ding.
Ding, ding,
Can
ding.
I have a ding? Do you have something?
I have no ding for you.
How do you not have a ding? You have a board with sounds everywhere.
Don't be that way today, okay? You got it right. Celebrate that.
Ding.
Ding. All right. Jesus. This is... Who wants to ring in on this? Hey, Rob Ford joins us, which is always a pleasure.
Rob Ford, by the way, sidebar, slept at my house last night, but okay.
Did he really?
Huh. Yes.
How did he make it in...
Don't worry about it. Keep with your
game. All right.
Let's go.
What ex-intern used to carpool with Rob?
Oh, God. Oh.
You can ring in at any time.
Ding, ding.
Yes.
Matt Dodson.
That's a correct answer.
That's right.
Good job. Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right.
Awesome. Boy.
All right. This is so easy. I'm going to throw this one just to Emily to see if she can get
it.
Please. Because I don't know if you... Have you met Mac? Have you had the pleasure?
Yes.
Okay. What is Mac's favorite color?
Mac's favorite color?
No, this is just for Emily because you obviously will know this.
Sorry.
You can steal if you want.
No, I'm just going to hang out here.
What's her favorite color? His favorite color?
I have no idea.
Oh, guess. Make a guess.
Orange.
That orange is right.
Big win.
That's nice. Very, very, very good.
Thank you.
Now, this is my favorite question on the board. Name either of Adrian Garcia's parents. Their names were revealed on the show, as you recall.
It's ding, ding.
Yes, go.
Maria and Jesus.
Oh, I'm sorry. That is incorrect.
Ding, ding.
Yes.
Jose and Dolores.
Jose and Dolores is
What the
right.
hell? Jesus.
How did you know that?
How do you know that?
It came up a couple times.
When?
Well, Adrian and I have gotten a little closer over the past couple months. Here,
Are you smoking pot now?
No, I'm not.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, conversations, though. We keep up.
Okay. What year did I, Rob Spiewak, start as an intern for Mike?
Oh, my God. It was...
Ding, ding.
Yes.
95?
No, I'm sorry. That is incorrect.
Ding, ding.
Yes.
BC.
That is also... You know what? We'll accept it. 1992. That is the correct answer.
I wasn't even born yet.
You know what? When we said to pipe in, if it's like that, don't pipe in.
Yeah, that really hurts.
That does. I really. Wow. Wow. I thought I'd be dead by now. What intern left the show after Pony did not invite him to the TMOS Christmas party?
Oh my God. He literally never even said goodbye.
Right.
Yeah. Ding ding.
Yes.
Phil.
It's not Phil the intern.
Ding ding for the steal.
Yes.
Vincent.
Vincent the intern.
Oh, that's right.
A good guy.
He was not invited.
How tall is Adrian Garcia?
Oh, I found this out yesterday. Ding, ding.
Yes.
5'3".
No, I'm sorry. That is incorrect.
Damn it.
Anyone? Correct answer we're looking for? 2'9".
Oh, no. He's not 2'9".
No,
he's a little guy.
5'4"?
Is he 5'3"? I think 5'3" might actually be
then
right.
Why don't you give me the credit?
Because then ding, the joke
ding.
Didn't work.
You get it.
Because he had shtick to do.
Oh, shtick.
Yeah.
Here we go.
All right. What always makes Zoolander cry?
Ding, ding.
Yes.
His wedding video.
Yes. He threatened to watch it yesterday at Jimmy's.
He bought a round of shots, did us all in last night, and then he left.
I love it. Since we are at Jimmy's, which we would have been last night, since we were at Jimmy's, which TMOS intern actually comes from Buffalo?
Ah, my God. That is Maddie.
Maddie is ding, right. Ding. Very good. Very, very good. And I hold in my hand the last question
by the
on
way,
the board.
For those of you at home, the reason why I know all of this is because I care.
Yeah, but you know what? I wrote them from top of head,
okay. So
I care too. The final question, open to everyone in the room. What state does Dan O'Brien come from?
Ding, ding.
Yes.
New Jersey.
Oscar, very well done. Very, very well done. You care desperately and marvelously.
I have to.
You do.
Because I have to yell at all of them.
Okay, let's start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
our driveway snowed in.
Old Man Winter!
That's right. I fill your driveways with ice and snow. What are you going to do about it? Nothing. That's what... Stop.
Mr. Plow!
Get out, you lousy season. All right, I'm going. My head hurts. I have to lie down for a while.
Yay!
Hello, I'm Mr. Plow. Are you tired of having your hands cut off by snow blowers and the inevitable heart attacks that come with shoveling snow?
Uh-huh.
Then call Klondike 53226. Call now and receive a free t-shirt.
But I'm a real tightwad. Can I afford this remarkable system?
Absolutely. My prices are so low, you'll think I've suffered brain damage.
You are fully bonded and licensed by the city, aren't you, Mr. Plow?
Shut up, boy. So remember, call Mr. Plow. That's my name. That name again is Mr. Plow. Well, John Q. Driveway has our number. Now we play the waiting game. Oh, the waiting game sucks. Let's play Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Freeze frame!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now here's Rob.
Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24-7 on our new app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. I had to play the Mr. Plow tape because schools were closed in Loudoun County because it was cold. There is no ice, as I saw.
Today?
Yes. What? Schools are closed in Loudoun County.
It's not that cold.
I know. I got the first call from Wade at 5:30, which was great because it's not like we arranged to sleep in or anything today. Got the first call from Wade for the two-hour delay, and then they closed because of black ice. So enjoy your day off, kids.
It wasn't that cold.
Tell me about it. I don't make the decisions.
Or icy.
No, you're right.
I did
that.
Almost take a tumble last night. Oh, it was cold last night.
Well, I'm not so sure that was ice related.
Yeah, we were hammered.
Might have been ice in your drink. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Pro Flowers. Hey, Valentine's Day is coming up, and it's your time to shine. You got to look like $1 million in front of your chick or your guy, right?
Yes.
That's what you do. Luckily, we're going to make it easy for you. Pro Flowers and Sherry's Berries have teamed up to impress your Valentine this year with a perfectly paired collection. Check this out. Go ahead this year and think inside the box.
Oh, yes.
For Valentine's Day. This is really a one-of-a-kind gift. Your flowers and dipped strawberries will arrive together in a beautiful, specially designed box that will keep your flowers fresh and your berries cold, guaranteed. So you're sending Sherry's Berries and Pro Flowers.
It's a twofer.
It's a twofer at the same time, right. So right now, our listeners can save 20% on any one of their perfectly paired combinations or any other gift over $29. Just use the promo code TMOS. Pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. Customer satisfaction is always number one or your money back. So hurry and order today. Valentine's Day is next week.
Right around the corner.
It's already right.
Make it happen.
It's coming up. So there's only one way to get 20% off a perfectly paired gift over $29 featuring beautiful blooms from Pro Flowers and freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries. Go to proflowers.com today and enter the code TMOS at checkout. That's proflowers.com. Code TMOS, do it.
Also, pro tip,
yes.
If you order it, and let's say you're the dude in the equation, you're sending it to your wife.
Sure.
You love chocolate and strawberries, you can keep the strawberries and chocolate and give her the flowers.
Exactly. Or if you love flowers,
you both win.
Everybody wins. Right? And who doesn't love a festive bouquet at this, the most dreary time of year? Make it nice. Very
make
nice. All right, so you had a house guest last night. That's breaking news.
Okay, look, the entire ETA for yesterday was full of Jimmy's, right? Mm-hmm. Though, as you know, here in D.C., we now have new neighbors, which is essentially have absorbed the TMOS studios. They're called Podcast Village, right?
Oh, yeah.
And in the mornings, there is a national ESPN show that our friend Dominic Foxworth does out of the studios here.
Sunday mornings,
right? So it's Super Bowl Sunday. They all were in Minnesota, right? So in Minneapolis, and they all were out there. We thought we were going to have to do the show from here.
Right.
Right? But they all came back. So we had to do the show in the AM.
They all pulled a Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. And left before the game.
Yeah. So, yeah. They all did the show. So for the morning, Rofo's here at what, 7:30 in the morning?
Just setting up
for the show, right?
Great way to start your day.
Great way to start his day.
Definitely.
I didn't come in because I have the back issue.
Right.
But I sent my wife in to help Rofo out.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So then my...
You trust him in that scenario?
Absolutely.
Okay. You trust her?
Yes.
Because, you know, either one of them could get a little handsy.
But they also know the host, Clinton Yates and Dominic Foxworth, so it's the Tree of Trust, right? Mm-hmm. So the
isn't that the name of the show?
Yes.
ESPN's Tree of Trust.
There are no randos here working, essentially,
okay,
right? The people that are here know the host, and they know how to set everything up at that point. So they do the show. I have a meeting at 2 o'clock at the studio with a possible client.
Okay.
So I show up around 2 o'clock.
About noon.
Yes.
Right.
Half of our guests showed up 30 minutes late. We don't want to get into that. Right?
Right.
Thank you. This is what's wrong with Rob Ford.
Oh, the list is multifold.
Yes. The shtick is not worth the dollars he may lose by pulling the joke together.
Good point.
That's what I'm saying, right?
So are we going to minimize shtick today? I know we're all
from him.
Okay. I'm going to turn your mic on.
From him.
I'm going to turn your mic on, but I want minimal shtick from you.
Minimal shtick.
Minimal shtick.
Minimal.
So, right. And I'm actually paying, you're the hero here.
Hero.
You're the hero.
Right. He's a hero.
You started your day probably at, I want to say 6:30.
Something like that. Right? Yeah, I'd say. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. No shower, straight here.
No, I take a little shower
beforehand. A little shower?
A little shower beforehand.
How little?
A little as in time. Didn't take a lot of time to get in and out.
Okay. So there was actual flowing water. It wasn't like a wet washcloth.
No, not doing the dry conditioner thing. Okay, I never figured that one out.
Okay, so he's still here at 2 o'clock.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
We leave here around 5 o'clock.
Right.
I tell Mike the day before, I'm not going to make it to the ribbon cutting because somehow Jimmy took what was supposed to be a 2-hour appearance and made it 7 hours.
Yeah,
right?
All day.
Yes.
All day. And remember, we actually got him down because he wanted us to do Saturday night too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
Jimmy wanted a lot.
Which I'm fine with.
Me too. It was a big day for him and his restaurant.
But when it overlaps and it took him 5 years to open this wing.
Right.
Like, I'm sorry, you just can't call the shots. I'm not going to get there when you want me to be there if we've got other business to take care of.
Priorities,
right?
Jack.
Yes. So I call Lyft and I say, Lyft, you're going to take me to Jimmy's Old Town Tavern, right?
Right.
And I call my wife and I say, wife, we're going to pick you up on the way out of town.
You didn't call her wife. You called her Peach.
I said, Peach, we're going to pick you up on the way out of town.
Right.
She said, we can't leave the dog for too long at home alone. I said, well, then we're going to have to leave you and Rofo and I are going to drive in a Lyft to the actual restaurant.
Okay,
right. So Rofo and I have a great trip down to Jimmy's. We're watching the 30-minute presentation of the wing on Facebook Live. Mm-hmm. So we felt like we were there. The lady who was...
Did you tear up?
No. We were actually sitting there. We're like, does Jimmy know he's still talking? Because he loves to talk about...
Well, we thought somebody forgot to, you know, stop the recording, but we thought it was just rolling.
Mm-hmm. It was live.
Of course
right?
It was, yeah.
And I'm happy for Jimmy. But when a complete stranger that's driving you to Herndon from D.C. and being paid for it says, why is that guy still talking? You know there's an issue.
Right.
Right?
You're right. You're right.
So arrive at Jimmy's. There are so many people there from the TMOS fan club, listeners, family members. Mike's entire family's there.
It's
so
great.
You're there with your daughter. We've got Pony Boy. We've got Diego, Dan, all the interns. Thanks for not coming, Emily. I don't know why you weren't there. But overall, it was a nice, it was family.
It was
perfect.
It was so great. When Dan O'Brien got there, we really started to have a good time.
What do you mean?
He's
great.
He's vanilla. That's why. Yeah, I understand. Yes.
He loves to talk.
Yeah, he does. He's chatty.
But it was also exciting because everybody was sitting in the new wing.
Yeah. Really what's amazing about the new wing is if you've never been to Jimmy's, I want to convey this to you. There used to be where you'd go to where the bathroom and the cigarette machine was in the old bar. That's where the restaurant stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And it was crowded and it was impossible. And there was every chance in the world you get whacked in the head with the bathroom door when someone came out. What they have done is with the expansion, this entire area is open, wider, and open to a new wing of the restaurant. So instead of being like the weakest link in the architecture, it's the showpiece of the place. It's gorgeous.
Chuck and Barb Moody are there.
Yes.
SDM, Merle Rogers, everybody, right?
The Rooters.
The Rooters were there.
Yes.
People were taking pictures. Just a lot of fun. need to start drinking heavily right away.
Sure.
Because my back is hurting. I feel like I need to catch up. Mike's still in a good mood. He has not turned.
Right.
Like, it seemed like we needed to, there was a sweet spot of the evening before the game started, and we had to make sure we took full advantage.
I agree.
Right?
Right.
Night is awesome.
Yes.
Great game. No one took a knee during the anthem. Everybody stood up.
Yes.
It was nice. I felt like a real American, mm-hmm. right? And this is not has nothing to do with politics. It's just, it was a nice feeling.
Yeah. You feeling like a real American? Just, I think it's a funny choice of words.
Why?
Because you're from out of town.
I'm a citizen.
I know, and you took the test and everything.
Oh, Jesus.
Did they give you a little flag when you became an American? I never asked.
No. Just because you saw it on The Simpsons doesn't mean it happens in real life.
I've seen it on a lot of shows.
I'm just saying you go and swear in.
I think it would
like
be
adults.
Nice. I think it would be nice if they gave you a little,
no
you know,
one gives you a little
favor.
Flag and says, welcome to this country. Oh. You're the worst.
Or
no.
A button? Maybe?
Not a button.
That's kind of sad.
How about a button that says, ask me about my American citizenship?
No.
We're getting off topic.
Off topic.
And that's my fault. And for that, I'm sorry.
Okay. So, third quarter. Yes. At this point, I'm yelling that the Patriots are going to come back because it always happens.
Yeah.
And my wife is there, and I can tell that she's a little bored, and she fakes being a Patriots fan, but she has the jersey, and she wears it, and she continues telling me she's...
Did she only root because she had the shirt?
Her father-in-law... Or no, I'm sorry. Her stepfather is a Patriots fan.
Okay.
So that's why she's a Patriots fan,
okay.
Right?
Uh-huh.
She's not a fan of our events. I know that.
And right. Not a fan of Dan O'Brien's laugh.
And she's not a fan of Dan O'Brien's laugh either.
Really?
Yeah, and it became a big issue. So I'm sitting there.
There were so many plot lines last night I wasn't even aware
of. I'm trying to keep my wife happy. I'm trying to figure out a way to send her home so we can stay out all night and drink heavily. I'm doing all kinds of damage control, right?
Right, right.
And I'm also on the other side of the table from where Mr. Mike O'Mara is. And I'm keeping an eye on him because if he becomes unhappy, then everybody becomes unhappy.
Right,
right.
Right.
And Mike, I hope you're listening right now because I was looking for the turn all night. All right.
The wing could have literally imploded. I'm talking wrecking ball.
And when Mike turns, for those of you new to the show, his friends become his enemies. True or untrue?
This is true.
Okay.
Yeah.
So around, I wouldn't say the fourth quarter, we have 3 minutes left. There's excitement in the room. There's electricity. Jimmy's talking too much on the mic.
Always.
You just want to watch the game. Are they actually going to, in 90 seconds?
We actually were shoulder to shoulder for the final moments of the game.
Watching the game,
and
right?
I mean, when is the last time that you watched the last minute of a Super Bowl really into it? By that time, you've usually checked out because it's determined, but they had a chance
the
up until
last
that last
pass.
The
last time was last year, Super Bowl.
Right. But
you
I'm
hate
playing,
sports.
No, I watched the game because of the comeback last year, but even last year.
Well, and the year before that, it came down to the Patriots and the Seahawks.
Yeah.
You really, interception at the end.
Yeah, you really hate sports.
So you know what? I appreciate you answering my question.
Yeah, we're
then.
Just...
it was a hypothetical.
The last time is every time.
Well, not every time.
If you're watching these games, they've been phenomenal.
Well, you know, I had a good time last night.
You did, and you were absolutely hammered, which right. I enjoyed because we were hugging each other.
Yeah, we
okay.
did. We hugged.
So, yes, we did hug.
That's nice.
Okay, so throughout all of this,
yes,
there is a Russian roulette game going on, and I don't mean with a gun. I mean with interns of who's going to drive who home and where.
Right.
Right? These are the cast of characters. We've got Diego the pothead, right? Who wants to ride in the car with him and possibly get pulled over a checkpoint and go to jail with him?
That's right. That's always an option.
Got to figure that out.
Right.
We got Mac Attack, right?
Right.
Mac, whose car may or may not have a problem with the bent rim. Found that out later on. We'll get to that.
Really?
Yes. But those are the two sober guys that can get the parties home.
You know, you're really setting this up like a reality show.
Well,
it's fantastic.
When you were living it. When you hear what happens, we'll figure it out.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, that's a good...
Is it break time?
It's time to take a small break.
Speaking of breaks, somebody's car needs brakes, and we'll get to that.
Wow. Oh, man, I'm so excited.
Jesus.
This is like the third season of Survivor. All right, we're going to take a short break, come back, and find out how this all played out. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Hope you're doing as well as we are.
Hey, mates. Did you hear the latest bonus show?
Ah, Schmoll, it was a cracking good one. Yeah, can you believe what Mac did this time?
Oh, yeah.
Crazy, that a bleeding idiot.
Hey, guys, what are you going on about?
Schmingo, we're talking about the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Have you heard it?
What the bloody hell is a Mike O'Mara bonus show?
What, you mean you aren't subscribed?
Yeah, don't be a git, Schmingo. You've got to subscribe to be in the know. Schmoll got me a subscription last year as a Gary Krimble gift, and I was just chuffed about it.
What goes on in your mind, man? Look, act naturally and purchase a Mike O'Mara Bonus Show subscription today. Go to MikeOmaraShow.com and click on the Bonus Packages banner at the top of the page.
Oh, all right, I will. And so will all the good little boys and girls listening to this record.
Right, lads, back to recording. Hit it, Schwan.
Don't be a troll, man. Be in the know, man. Go buy the bonus. Don't be a douche.
Buy the bonus. I get chuffed for it. Hey, Oscar.
Yes.
What's the scariest thing about making a big financial move?
Messing it up, doing it wrong.
It's also the fact that it's a huge hunk of your money that's being handled by someone that you don't know and probably doesn't care about.
Absolutely.
You. And you don't have the wherewithal, the know-how to make sure it happens right. That's why you need Cornerstone First Financial. Not only do these guys know their stuff, they genuinely care about you. I've seen it in action. They know that it's your money on the line, and they will give you the personal attention that you require to get the best deal possible. Whether it's a refinance or getting pre-approved to buy a home, Cornerstone First Financial will advise you and take care of you. Now, the real estate market is heating up. One of the best tools you can have, the best arrow in your quiver, is to be pre-approved, and they can do it for you, help you out with all that. We know these guys, we love these guys, and they are Oscar Santana approved.
Absolutely.
There's a sticker of Oscar, his face, right on the front door. You can see it. It's like the Better Business Bureau. Lock in a rate before it's too late. The Fed will raise rates 3 times this year. Beat them to the punch because the Fed is a jerk. Save money by calling today. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. Not too shabby. CornerstoneFirstFinancial.com/TMOS or 202-625-1221. Personal attention from application to closing. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Do it right and do it now with Cornerstone First Financial. So, you set the table. You've got two key players on the intern side.
Again, if you're just joining us.
Yes, just got off an airplane.
Just got off an airplane. Maybe your name is Mike O'Mara and you're listening to the show live.
Right.
We have one person, the key person in the program, Mike O'Mara, that needs to get back to Ashburn, essentially.
Right, right? Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And then you have Rob Spiewak, who's being driven home by his wonderful daughter, who was patient and fun and has grown up to be a wonderful young woman.
And a great antagonist to Todd Moore.
Yes. The other party that needs to get home is Rob Ford, Oscar Santana, Todd Moore, and Chan and Katie, because she has not changed her last name yet because she's doing that.
Really?
She's doing that. I'm figuring it out bit. We'll find out how long that takes, right? Mm-hmm. So we're figuring out who's going to drive who.
Right.
At the last minute, Mike O'Mara comes to me and says, Adrian's taking me home, right?
Okay.
So at that point, I realize we're off the hook.
Right.
We're going to have Mac Attack drive us home in his SUV. Adrian and Mike can make it home in one piece, hopefully. They won't get pulled over and they won't go to jail together.
Right.
Who knows, right? And Mike wouldn't go to jail because of Mike O'Mara, he would have gone to jail because of Adrian Garcia.
Guilt by association.
Yes, just want to clarify that, right? So, we get Mac, who has the personality of a doorknob, to say, let us know where his car is, guide us to the parking lot, make sure we get there safe.
Johnny Doorknob.
And the first thing we find is a flyer in his car, and I'm holding up for you Ustreamers out there, for a mail review. And by that I mean like the thunder from down under.
Now was
where guys get naked for money, right? Yeah.
Now Mac is a curious fellow in many ways. We don't know exactly what drives him. Was this in his car or like under his windshield wiper?
It was in his car, right? So at this point we're like, hey Mac, finally. It's going to be great for the show. Now we know what you were doing with your life. Right. He goes, guys, that wasn't me. My brother, the tennis pros getting married. We went to a ladies adult club.
Now he did check in. He did check in there. Yeah. So I saw that.
But why have the flyer for the men in the car? Not judging. It's 2018.
Yeah.
Just interesting.
Yeah, it is. It's a merit some follow-up questioning.
This is Exhibit A. So we're in the car. Todd Moore's riding shotgun. I'm in the back with my wife, and Mac is driving. Todd.
Where's Rob Ford? Third row?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Rob Ford is there as well. I apologize.
It's a tight fit in the back seat.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, so no third row.
Really three across.
Three across. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing really Shannon tight. In the middle.
Shannon's in the middle.
I'm hoping.
My wife is complaining about it's cold in the car. Todd is hungry. I'm begging to go to a drive-thru. No one is coherent in the car.
Everyone has different priorities, and none of them are being addressed.
Right. Rob Ford is probably being the kindest and nicest out of all the people in the car that are essentially getting a free ride home. Right,
right. Because
we could have called Lyft.
Sure.
We're just making people drive us home.
Mm-hmm.
Not the nicest thing to do, but I've done it for others. So, you know, it's nice to finally be driven somewhere.
Right.
So, we're driving. We're going up 66 at a rapid clip, speed limit 55. Sure. Who knows? You know, he's not speeding.
Right.
Then we start feeling the shuddering of what sounds to be a rear differential coming off the vehicle.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
And I say to Mac, who does not have cat-like reflexes, I lean over to him. I say, calm down, relax, just slowly move to the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
Because what he probably wanted to do was break in the middle of 66.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, and set up flares and walk around.
Let's just figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
So we get on the side of the road, and on the side of any road, there are potholes.
Of course.
So we're hitting every pothole as he doesn't know to slow down as he's getting
full speed
into what is essentially another on-ramp, right?
Mm-hmm.
Finally stop. I say, Mac, just calm down. How long has that maintenance required light been on your dashboard?
Oh, so it is actually, there's an indicator light saying that something's wrong.
Yes.
Okay.
He said, about 2 years. And I said, Mac, I know I'm hammered, man, but 2 years. It goes on and off once in a while. And then he goes, this has happened before, the shaking of the car.
And does it just magically correct itself in his brain?
So again, I said, and Rob, please feel free to tip in here. I said, when did it happen last? He said, last night.
Last night.
Last night.
Oh.
Oh, no.
So, you know what? This is like if Mac got a spinoff, his own situation comedy, this is a perfect Mac situation.
You've got four drunks.
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
A sober square. And a car that's not running.
And the sober square, who should have taken care of this problem back when Barack Obama was president.
Or, by the way, don't offer a ride home.
Well, yes. Yeah, I mean, well, it shouldn't even get there. Don't drive it.
It shouldn't, right?
Right.
So you do what every man does. Let's hit the power button and power cycle the car.
Right.
Turn off the car, turn it back on, and we see if the shaking stops, right?
Works in broadcasting, works in auto repair.
Why not?
Right.
It actually worked.
Of course it did, yeah.
So the hardest part about getting back onto any major highway is being on that emergency pull-off lane.
And you got to come up to speed with all the potholes.
Yes. So this is after the game is over.
Right.
So there are a ton of drunks driving up 66 trying to get home
as well.
They're
all going home.
So I say to Mac, I said, look, man, you're sober. Everyone on this road, you have to believe that they're hammered.
Yep.
So whatever.
Defensive driving.
Whatever you have to do, be aggressive about this. Mm-hmm. Right. So aggressive for Mac is not the same type of aggressive, I think, for everyone in this room.
No.
Aggressive for Mac was, let's go 30 miles an hour on the emergency pull-off lane, hitting every other pothole again.
Waiting for the best.
Just waiting for that light to come back on. Because your differential is hitting every pothole.
Exactly.
Right.
So I finally yell, hit it! Because we're not doing anything, right?
Right on.
Because so we have a window, he hits it, we get on the road, the shaking has stopped.
You know what? Magical almost.
Big win.
Sure.
Big win. Now, this is what we have to do now, is we get off on the Key Bridge exit. If you know the D.C. area, it's the exit to get you essentially to D.C.
Right. Yes.
But we have to drop off Todd Moore, who lives a mile in the opposite direction.
He's in Virginia.
He's in Virginia, right?
Right.
And Todd was not gracious enough, as much as I love him, he's my best friend, he was not gracious enough to say, hey, why don't we just go to your house, Oscar, I can lift home afterwards, because clearly this car may not make it home, right?
Would have been a really nice gesture.
Didn't care.
No. Nope.
So he said, you're taking me home first, right, Mac? So I guess we gotta take him home.
That is such a drunk move.
Yes.
When someone says that in a sort of a passive aggressive,
yeah.
Hey, take me home first, right? Buddy, buddy, buddy.
After we almost all just died.
Yeah, you just cheated death.
Yeah. So we pull up to Todd's townhouse, and he invites us all in for a drink. I said, no, Todd.
That's exactly what you need.
We're going into the city. This car, I tell Mac, do not turn off this car because we don't want the shaking to start again.
Keep it running.
That's
Keep
right.
it running. Got to pick up my dog that was actually at Todd's.
Oh, that's right.
Big win.
Marissa had watched
Yeah, his girlfriend
dogs.
Was not feeling well, so she stayed home and watched the dogs. Mac, at this point, makes a big stink about having a dog in his car.
His car that really is one step away from the junkyard.
It's 13 years old. It's had a maintenance required light on the dashboard for 2 years.
He's such a dick.
And he's like, the dog, and I was like, this dog is hypoallergenic. It doesn't shed.
The dog is the cleanest thing going to be in yes. the car, counting all the passengers, and the ride's a mile and a half.
Again, weird moment.
Yeah.
Right?
He was going to put down a dirty towel for the dog to lay on.
What is wrong with him?
He starts fumbling around for this towel. I think I have a towel in here somewhere.
Yeah. And I love Mac. He's still saving our lives.
I'm not sure that after you found that flyer, you want any towel.
Again.
Is his Pony car boy. Clean?
No.
But what the hell does he care?
There are French fries on the floor. There are wrappers everywhere. It's a rolling dumpster. That's all it is,
yeah.
right?
Mm.
I don't get him.
So I say, Mac, I gotta go. I'm going to go inside real quick. I'm going to say thank you to Todd's wonderful girlfriend for watching our dog, Santos. I'm gonna take a leak, and then we're going to roll out, right?
Right.
I walk in at this point, and Todd Moore, I hope you're listening right now, because this is where it really pains me to be your friend. Todd says, I want to give Mac a little tip for the ride, right? And I was like, man, that's really stand up of you. Like
more alcohol. That's so much alcohol.
Yeah, I was like, this is awesome. And you know, Mac's broke and he works at Micro Center. He doesn't give us discounts.
Right.
But it doesn't mean that he doesn't need gas money. He needs something, right?
And you know what? Maybe this might be the straw that gets you the discount.
Maybe that maintenance required light could go away with a tip towards that cause.
Right.
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 So because Todd is an adult, he has a wallet, and he opens up his wallet in front of me, and I see no less than eight $100 bills. So there's eight,
wow. one,
right? And 120, right? And 120. So.
And now the reality show has become a choose your own adventure. Because Oscar, even in your drunken state, you're trying to figure out what's about to happen.
Again. I said, hey, Tomo,
hey.
I'm going to use this restroom, but it would be like, it would probably make his year if you lit him up with a C-note.
Right.
And I was like, he's got that light in his car. Like, he clearly doesn't have enough to fix the car.
Right.
This would be a great moment. Right. So that's the quick conversation we have. I take a leak, get out, jump in the car. Todd comes out in a benevolent manner. The driver's side windows rolled down. He's like, "Thank you for the ride." Almost like the mob handshake, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, light him up.
Light him up. Now everybody's in the car. The dog's safe. There's a towel down. Mac's fine. Now it's time to make it to DC.
Sure.
Before he pulls out of the driveway, I say, "Mac, you know, not for nothing. I don't have any cash on me. I'm definitely going to hook you up a little later, but I'm curious how much Todd gave you."
Mm-hmm.
Now, I just had a conversation with my friend Todd about how wonderful it would have been for him to give him a C-note.
Yes.
For the guy who has no car, barely has a job, and clearly needs an injection of cash into his life.
You couldn't have been much clearer.
Yes.
Right.
He says, he gave me a $20 bill.
Oh. Oh my God.
And you know why he did it? Because he didn't have a 10.
Oh my God.
So I make that note into my phone.
Sure.
Because I was like, well, I'm not gonna let him live this down. And then I said, Mac, I'm so sorry. Like, I'll make it up to you, right?
Right.
So we
when he said that he gave him a 20, when Mac turned to you and said, Todd gave me $20, did he seem pleased with that or disappointed? Could you read him at that point?
Mac is so nice. He didn't want anything.
Right.
He wasn't expecting anything.
He wasn't expecting anything.
He wasn't expecting anything.
So in a way, he was probably okay with it.
He wasn't like, he gave me a 20. It was like, he said he gave me a $20. It was just a casual $20 bill.
All right, good. All right.
Because if you would have gotten 100, he would have been like, He gave me $100.
That's like that's you can put as many
moment.
Dogs in my car
happy
as you
moment,
want.
Happy moment, right?
Screw the towels.
Yes. So. And internally, I'm making a mental note because for some reason, my debit card,
right?
Because when we were at Jimmy's, I wanted to make sure we took care of our waitress. Was not working because like a fraud. At whatever Bank of America thought it was some sort of fraud was going down because we were in Herndon. I never got
okay,
to Herndon.
Right on.
And I ended up putting a pretty sizable tip.
I remember.
For what we, because they're just awesome at Jimmy's. And Jimmy's such the gracious host, right?
Right.
So Todd not only did not pay for anything at Jimmy's, anything.
Well, he was cash light. He only had $820 with him.
He Uber pulled down to Jimmy's.
Oh, right.
Which is taking
pool,
which is just, and if you know anything about any ride sharing services, that is the cheapest way to get there.
Right.
And the longest way to get there. Right. And then he ended up giving the nicest guy in the world whose car is breaking down $20 for all his efforts. Right.
Right.
So in my eyes, I do this wonderful math where I say, I have the worst friend in the world.
But he's your best friend.
And I love him, right?
I know.
I love him.
I know.
Okay, so then we're fine, but I am clearly agitated at the idea that I tried to explain all of this to my friend before he gave him the tip.
Yeah.
And it was the $20 bill.
You all but gave him a checklist of how to handle it.
Yes. This is the scoreboard. You're due, right? Didn't work out. And I'm sure we all have friends like this, and I'm sure he's going to get mad at me for talking about this, but this is what happened. It's the truth.
Well, he's a delicate flower.
All right. So we get across the Key Bridge in D.C.
Yes.
I tell Mac, do you mind just dropping off my wonderful wife and our dog and then just stroll us down to Clyde's because they're open until 2 a.m. Right?
Right, right.
So
it's about midnight now, I'm guessing.
About midnight.
Sure.
Probably should have just gone to bed.
Yes.
But Rob, Ford, and I decided to go to Clyde's.
That's right.
Yep.
We go to Clyde's. We order Jack and Diets for the next 2 hours. During this time,
yes,
we are hit on by, well, it was actually flattering, hit on by a man, both of us.
Mm-hmm. Celebrity he most resembled?
Actually a good looking, like scruffy guy. He's talking about the game. So that was interesting. I was like, I don't know if he was more into Rob Ford or into me. I don't know. Then there was,
I think we know.
And then there was another young lady that came and started talking to us again because it's late night, right?
Sure.
And as soon as I said, my wife, and showed her my ring,
right,
she scurried away like roaches would if the lights are turned on.
Mid-sentence.
Yeah,
right?
Rob doesn't have a ring.
No, he doesn't.
No.
But what was,
sorry, buddy.
What was interesting about the late night conversation was that I was like, everyone's so nice.
Yeah.
Like, this is great. But what I forget as a guy who's 39 now is if you're in a bar in the city at 1 a.m., you're probably looking to get laid.
Yeah, you're looking for trim.
Right?
Absolutely.
And all we were looking for were wings, mozzarella sticks.
Right.
And sliders. Yeah. And sliders.
Sliders,
right?
That's
all we wanted.
Yeah. Well, she wasn't going to help you with the sliders.
Yeah, none of that was going to happen.
No. Yeah. Mm-mm.
So.
Maybe the guy.
The place is closing down. I say, Rofo, tomorrow's going to be a rough morning. We got to get home, right?
And we had already arranged for a slightly delayed start because we planned ahead.
Yes.
We knew we were going to have a late night.
Yes.
So we should have been in good shape.
Yes.
Right.
Had a great night. Get home. I yell upstairs to my wife. I say, Rofo's sleeping over. I show him the blankets. He slept on the couch before. No big deal.
Nice.
Right? Wake up this morning. Roughly around 8:30, Rofo has already left.
Yeah, he was here when I got here.
Yeah, yep, I think you got here like, 7:30?
About 7 o'clock, yeah.
Yeah, because he had to get his car out of the impound lot or whatever was across
not
the street.
True. Not true.
Why did you have to get here so early?
Well, see, on Sundays, it's free parking, so I had to get here before they opened to pay the Monday bill.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Did you go see Mr. Charming across the street?
Yeah, Park America.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, again. So, essentially, the building's open. I get to sleep in, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I could get to sleep in if my wife wasn't hungover the entire morning.
Oh, boy.
So
I got no
rest, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting here. I'm like, all right, let me look at my bill from last night. I relive the tip we paid.
Right on.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I relive the $20 tip that our friend Todd Moore gave poor Mac. By the way, if you're listening at home, Rob Ford, who doesn't have a dollar to his name, is in credit card debt, also gave him $20.
Yes.
Right?
Nice. Good wow. guy.
So yeah. you yeah. matched that tip.
You yeah, matched right? an internet millionaire. It must feel good.
Yes.
It
does. And yeah. then I looked
moving
at the,
on up.
Then I looked at the scoreboard of my life and I said, why am I here? Like, why do I do this to myself? So, and now we're here.
And I was here, and we were shooting for an 11 o'clock yes. start, and a little after 11, my phone rang, and it was you.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. I said, hey, and I heard, hey. Yeah,
with apologies.
You're fine.
Yes.
I just want to sort of paint the picture.
Yeah.
Because as I said, we're doing a wonderful job of faking it today.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I had some issues that I want to talk about
Please.
Yesterday too. But first, a small break, if
okay.
you will. And when we return, I'm cheating death even as we speak. And Matt, I'll explain why.
Fix your car.
Yes. Try to find a mechanic that'll do it for $19.
Don't even know if he made it home.
Oh, I'm sure he's fine.
No, we said text us if you got home. We never got a text.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Check all the mail reviews in town.
Please.
He might be there. We're going to take a break. We're back after this. It's the Mike O'Meara Show. Mail Crazy reviews. Yeah.
Caution, ladies and gentlemen. The promo starts now. O'Reilly here. Hey, did you know the Mike O'Meara Show is always looking for interns? Did you know that? Huh? Did you know that? Well, you should. Of course they are. You know, interns, they show up, they get coffee, they help out. You know the drill. And if you're a college kid and you want to get your foot in the broadcast door, just email your resume and a letter of intent to Rob, that's with two B's, at MikeO'MearaShow.com. That's Spiewak Kid. He's your liaison. Spiewak! Best of all, every intern at TMOS is treated with respect and class, a professional environment. And if that part doesn't matter to you, I have a podcast too. Come intern at The Factor, where things can get a little handsy. Know what I mean? We'll do it live!
Oh, Bill. You already know how important it is, Oscar, to buy the Mike O'Meara Bonus Show.
Absolutely.
It's key! Remember, the future of the show depends on it, but now it is the time, now more than ever, think of others. It's now easier than ever to give the gift of the bonus show. As a matter of fact, it's easier to give to someone than mononucleosis. True, scientifically proven. So friends, come embrace the extra hour of comedy every week like a hormonally motivated teenager. Give the bonus show a sloppy tongue kiss and soon you'll come down with a serious case of the giggles. You'll be weary from laughter and feel the low-grade fever of funny as you try to recover from all the joy. It's magnificent.
If you buy enough bonus shows, maybe we can get Max car fixed.
Yeah, I think it would be great. I love it. And then he'd have no trouble getting to all the mail reviews.
I can't wait till he comes in Thursday.
I can't either.
When I say shaking.
He was just dropping off a resume.
When I say shaking, the car was shaking.
Just click the gift bonus show banner at MikeO'MearaShow.com. You can give the gift certificate to yourself so you can give it in person, or you can just send it right away and they can start listening right away. The choice is up to you. And they get access to all of our bonus content, and you'll be helping out TMOS. So please quit sucking and start giving, you schmuck, the Mike O'Meara Show. We put the mono in mononucleosis.
Boom, bam.
Boom, bam. Okay, so Saturday, I get up in the morning and Carrie's not in bed with me, which sometimes happens because sometimes I snore and she goes to the couch or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I go down and she says, well, your son has the flu.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so this happened.
Is the big flu.
Yes, and yes. It was Friday going into Saturday.
Oh, no.
To a point where he was so weak, he had difficulty walking from his bedroom to the bathroom. I mean, it slayed him, and it came on fast because he was fine when he went to bed Friday night.
People are dying of this flu.
They are. And so my initial thought is, well, how is he now? She said, well, he's got a fever. It was a moderate fever, like under 102, not a go to the hospital.
Still over 100, it's Tamiflu time.
Yeah, we had a Tamiflu. We had some Tamiflu, so we gave him the Tamiflu, which I read today now, it only reduces the flu by 12 or 20 hours. Is that even worth it?
Yes. It's still worth doing.
You think so?
Yeah.
Also, it could cut...
It makes the symptoms less.
Yes. Yeah,
that's the big deal.
Yeah. Okay.
People live.
Yeah, so we kept an eye on him. He had, I think it was like 101.9, something like that. A decent fever. And so we watched him all day. And
Allie in the morning.
My main... Yeah.
That would be 101.1.
Let's just keep him on the FM dial.
Yes.
If he's on an AM, if it's an AM...
Okay, don't ruin the joke. Bad. Let's go.
Too late. So
there it goes.
We get no joke.
Now it's on news with Diane. Let's do this.
No joke survives the autopsy. So my main way of handling this was staying on a different floor than him all day. Because all I could think of is going, yes, and the event yes.
Us.
I panicked. I mean, I really did.
Yes.
I washed my hands about every 30 minutes all day.
Thank you.
And kept an eye on him. And he, on Sunday morning, actually ate a bite of toast.
Oh.
And he said, "You're going to Jimmy's. Can you bring me wings?" I said, "I could, but that's not the best food for a sour stomach. So let's hold off on the wings until you're 100%, and then I will buy you wings."
Yeah,
so we'll
also,
go there.
So you were getting home at what, 1 a.m.?
So they would have been a car ride and then in the fridge. And, there's trouble. So
wings can hold.
I said,
but you probably would have eaten them on the way home.
Oh, no, I wouldn't have.
I know you.
I said, Robert,
I saw you eating yesterday.
The wings will wait, and you will feel better. And he said, okay. So he was, by the time I left, he looked okay. And he was sitting up, and I didn't touch him. And I said, "You want some ice and some ginger ale?" And he said, "Yeah." And it was like, it was like meeting with Hannibal Lecter. I put it on the table and then walked away. Mm-hmm. And then he went to the table and got it. So, I mean, I never got within 6 feet of him. Mm-hmm. So we went through all that. And as you know, Carrie was not at the event because she had to work.
She didn't have to. She chose to work.
She had to work.
She chose to work.
She chose to have to work. Yes. And so we came. I get a text from Robert about 6 o'clock. She says, "Mom's home and she doesn't feel well."
Oh, no.
I said, "How bad?" He said, "She's pretty sick."
Oh, no.
So Julia and I got home probably about 11.
Yes.
And I went in and I looked and I said, "Ah, well, she's not on the couch, so she must be in bed."
Yes.
And I said, "Damn it. That means I can't be in bed because I'm not sleeping with someone who's sick."
No, I would actually go to a Best Western.
So it's Leesburg. We only have the second Best Western. Okay. It's really cut rate. I went upstairs and she's not in bed. And I said, And I looked in the bathroom and she's not in the bathroom. So I come back to the main level and I hear a whimper. She's in the powder room right by the front door, doing what you do when you get the flu. And what's bad is that I came in the house and walked right by her. She was in the bathroom, door ajar, puking, and I just walked right by her. Never saw her. And so so now two down in my house with the flu.
Okay. I will call Mike and try to clear this.
Right.
There's a Kimpton right up the street.
Right.
You cannot go home.
No.
You cannot, because if you go home, you will get sick, and then you will come in and get us all sick.
I get sick, I'm not coming in. I promise. But I've dodged it so far. And now Carrie is better today.
You're not built to dodge anything. Your immune system is weak. You drink alcohol on a regular basis, which we all do.
I wish you would look over the facts of who has missed the least amount of shows based on health in the entire of the show.
And got us all sick.
I've never gotten you sick.
Please.
I never have. I never, never have.
Respect us.
I do. And love you.
The Kimpton is right there, man. Please. If we pay for it, I don't care if you. We'll buy clothes. Don't go back to the cesspool that is Leesburg.
I have to go home.
Of germs.
I have to go home, and I will keep a distance from all of them.
We are.
No, don't use that word. It's
sorry.
Ugly word.
Yeah.
The Kimpton Hotel, $139 for tonight.
$139.
Pretty good for Georgetown.
Come on.
We'll talk after the show. I need to at least get home and get groceries and supplies to my family who is sick.
You can do that from the interweb.
But not in...
They will deliver it to the house.
I don't want them to get sick.
Can we get you like a biohazard suit?
Yes, please do. Do they
like
have them
ET?
Do they have them in the larger sizes? Because that's what I would require.
Good question.
Maybe just a mask.
You should look, because one day I went as Walter White for Halloween. So they do have them in multiple sizes. If he decides to go home, if you don't mind, during the program, see how quickly we can get him in a suit. Because I'd rather him in a suit
plus
doing
size.
The show.
Plus size, please.
But I'm talking mask and gloves.
Yeah.
Like a clean room situation.
Yeah, you need like a full ceiling suit.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
I would think so. So yeah.
And we get him one of those headsets so he talks within the actual space.
Oh, yeah. Too expensive. Yeah.
No, we have them.
I'm over here as a service.
I'm telling you, if you get me sick,
yes,
and then I get my wife sick,
right,
and then I get Drab sick, and then I get Chad sick. I mean, I'm the loser. I lose all around.
Everybody loses. And I want you to know, it's not like I'm out there not trying to hurt people. I'm not trying to get sick here.
This is the thing. I know you. You love your family so much. You're willing to put everyone else around you at risk. because you do. If you stay here for the week and ride it out and send them groceries through Amazon, hopefully using the link on the Mike O'Mara Show.com page.
Of course.
They'll be fine.
We will talk after the show. All right, I promise. But
Amazon
anyway.
Has biohazard suits. $700.
I'm telling you, I'd rather put him in a hotel, you know, get him some TMOS shirts.
Item of the day?
Item of the day, something like that. Who the hell knows? This is serious.
I understand,
There's
Oscar.
There's business to be done.
I feel you. Okay. I understand. I truly do. But
scary. Jeez.
It was a fast turnaround. Carrie is feeling well enough now that she's texting me relentlessly.
10-day. Period. They are contagious.
10 days?
It's 10 days.
Tell me what you know about it, because obviously you've done some research. And I heard on the news this morning that the flu rate is higher than it was 1 year ago today, because they actually track that stuff.
Okay, so A, you may already have it.
Right.
And you don't know. You probably won't know until tomorrow.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
So if that's the case, we're boned.
Right.
Open that door. We need some sort of air circulation in here now. And then close that middle door so we don't annoy everybody else, please.
You were saying about the contagion.
This is what happens. You can just hang out in the same room with someone, and within a 3-hour period, let's say like we're doing now,
right?
You could essentially pass that to us.
True.
And then we go down, right?
Mm.
If you stayed, and if you're okay, you stayed in Glover Park or Georgetown, right?
Right.
For the week. You could take that window and completely reduce the risk of spreading this. That would be the responsible thing to do.
Would be responsible, but is it practical? If what you've said is true, then it's already too late.
Now, but again, I don't know if that's the case.
Okay.
Right? If you start feeling crappy this afternoon and we're still here, you stay here.
Okay.
Because you going home isn't going to change anything.
True enough. Mm-hmm. True enough. Right.
Now, if you feel healthy, you feel great, you want to go home, we get you this suit before you go in your house.
What color is this suit?
Because it's blue.
Yeah. Oh, blue is a good color for me.
So you walk in there with the outbreak suit, you hug your wife, you hug your dog, but you live in it while you're there because you're not bringing it back here. Does that make sense?
I'm not sure. Yeah. If I could show up in an outbreak suit, I'm going to get a hug from Linus. He's skittish.
but again, I'm just looking out for all of us here.
I understand. Right?
And you know, Mike's not going to care. He's just going to yell at all of us. That's where we lose, true. Man.
We can't. Can we really win on this one?
We win if you stay in the city.
I think 5 days at the Kempton cost just as much as buying the full suit.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a toss-up.
5 days at the Kempton.
in the suit.
You can go see movies. Imagine. It's like a vacation for being responsible. We're giving you what JFK and CBS never gave us. An option.
All I really want is love.
Well, I'll
you can buy that too.
Oh yeah, because I'm in the city. You're right.
Come down, hang out.
I'll see you at the All Mail Review.
I'm serious.
I know.
Like, if you are listening to this show, if we get sick, it's because of him. And if we don't, it's because of him.
It's because of the public school system, because that's where it came from.
We met a lot of people last night.
I did a lot of fist bumps, man.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you can get it through breathing, though.
But we're not sitting in the room with three people.
Typhoid Mary.
Yes, yeah. Like, hello.
And besides, isn't it more fun if it's my fault?
No.
Be honest.
We got to use your iPads. Wipe everything down.
It's a celebrity flu.
Oh, my
flu.
God.
Celebrity flu. Exactly.
We're effed.
Jimfluenza.
Emily, all right. I'm so sorry. Jesus.
Back in a second, and we will talk show business.
You're not going home.
We'll talk about it.
Somebody get one of those thermometers that go in the butt. We got to figure out what's going on.
Okay, and after you finish with that, we'll talk.
Yes.
All right, very good. And by the way, the answer, the punchline is the flavor. Back with Oscar Rotzi after this.
It's Political Persuasions.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike O'Mara. On the next episode of Political Persuasions, Chris Freitz and I break down the State of the Union address. We talk about Joe Kennedy III and what that stuff was on his lip. We talk about the Nunez memo. We also open the listener mailbag, and I find out that every time I rant and Chris corrects me, there are listeners that really, really love it. Political Persuasions, everybody's talking about it. Check it out right here at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
You can download Political Persuasions on iTunes. MikeO'MaraShow.com, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Everybody needs somebody, and if you've tried online dating, Chances are you've run into lazy text messages, dead-end conversations, and random matches that never materialize. Well, you can't get to know someone just by looking at their picture, and you'll never swipe left or swipe right into a lasting relationship. It's just a fact. eHarmony is unlike any other online dating site. It's built to help you find lasting, meaningful relationships. It's not a shallow hookup site. They've helped over 1 million people find their perfect match. eHarmony uses years and years of science, data, and psychological research to send you to the right matches. It links you up with people that you will actually enjoy spending the rest of your life with. There are plenty of hookup sites out there, but that's not what eHarmony does. eHarmony brings compatible people together. Now, right now, our listeners can get a free Our listeners can get a free month.
It's the flu.
It's not the flu. It's a free month with eHarmony when they sign up for a 3-month subscription. Just enter the code TMOS at checkout. Stop waiting and start your journey to a satisfying, meaningful relationship. It can be fun to play around with online dating apps, but when you're ready to fall in love with someone and have a meaningful relationship, you got to go with eHarmony. That's the only app that's built to bring you real love. Come see how eHarmony can change your life. Go to eHarmony.com and get started, and be sure to enter the code TMOS when you do it, okay? Very good. Now, it's always a pleasure when we do this because it's far between times that we get the chance to have Oscar Rotzi. Welcome back to the Baron of Show Business, Oscar Santana. Yay! Oh, it's great.
Briefly, Emily.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, take this card across the street to CVS, get a thermometer. We got to find out what's going on with this guy right now.
Right now?
Yes.
Go.
Please. I'm telling you, we're all going down because of Spiewak. Pass this card to her.
It's nice to feel love. So, what's going on, buddy?
All right. The baby bump, Kylie Jenner, finally, with this secret pregnancy, which wasn't a secret, by the way, because when I was out for my bachelor party
right.
in Vegas, I saw her. She was already pregnant then.
I remember.
No one believed me.
Right.
They welcomed a baby girl.
Aww.
So the Jenner / Kardashian fame factory continues putting out new stars.
Not anything happier in the world than a baby. I love that good people are repopulating our earth.
It is nice.
It is nice, isn't it?
20 years old. Is that something we celebrate these
days?
No,
well, the thing is, it's really good because since she's too young to drink, there'll be no problems with the fetal alcohol syndrome.
Mm.
No,
you won't have Bing Boys.
But no.
Hey.
No, but
the Bing Boys. I believe that's one of the reviews that Mac went to.
Because I remember there used to be like a 16 and pregnant show on MTV.
Yeah, that's the 16 is young.
Right.
Yeah.
She's got the money, though.
But 20's still true. Young, right?
She's probably going to farm it off to a nanny or something.
I mean, I guess that's... I mean, it is Hollywood. But again, she just had the baby. Congratulations.
Do we know who the father is?
Yes. Let me pull the story right back up.
Sorry about that.
Thank you for asking.
No, but we know...
Travis Scott.
Oh, yes. He's a good dad. Going to be a great dad.
Did you enjoy the Super Bowl commercials yesterday?
You know, I will say this. To be fair, it's hard to enjoy a Super Bowl commercial in the environment we were in. There's one...
Explain why.
Because of the noise and Jimmy. And Jimmy talking, and it was hard to watch the commercials and hear them because the audio is a big part of it. And during the commercials, a lot of times Jimmy was on the mic.
Yes.
Now, there is one commercial that I will feature in the audio vault that I did like very much, the M&M commercial.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, before we get to that,
right,
let's talk about the halftime show.
Right.
Justin Timberlake.
Right.
Let's go around the room. I will be last. We'll start with Rob Ford. What was your impression of the halftime show? A man that comes from a world of music at WVU.
It was really tough to hear. It was mixed terribly. Mm. I mean, the vocals were so low, he was buried in the mix the whole time.
Okay, but outside of that, what did you think of the show? Not the sound quality.
It was fine. Nothing spectacular.
Right?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much fine. He nails it. I think that my takeaway is that he doesn't have the overall persona of a big star to make that work. He just didn't carry it for me. For me, anyway. Okay. I think there are people that adore Justin Timberlake. They probably enjoyed it very much. But to me, it's not like seeing a massive star up there.
Pony.
It was interesting seeing, I think he had all of like NSYNC up there at one point, didn't he?
No.
Oh, well, then F that. All I remember is they Pony. Totally
what game did
botched.
You watch?
Do you remember being at the event?
Barely.
Okay.
There's a lot of gym.
Did you watch the halftime show?
I looked at it.
Okay, because... There was no member of NSYNC at all on stage.
Didn't he do an NSYNC song or something?
He sang part of a song, but the whole, I guess, to do is the fact that what would have been cool about the show, as we get to me now,
well,
is
that, was my
next that
part.
NSYNC could have reunited on stage.
Now that would have been something.
That would have been something, right?
Uh-huh.
Instead, you had a big sheet, and as a tribute to Prince, they projected Prince and Justin Timberlake doing a song.
Yeah, they didn't do a hologram.
He phoned it in.
Yeah.
And the majority of America is saying the same thing.
He has Jimmy Fallon syndrome. He's very cute. And he tries to get by on that,
but
I think.
But I guess what sucked is, if you're going to do a show and bring on all the celebrities.
Yeah, do it.
Mm-hmm. And if it isn't Joey Fatone and NSYNC, bring in someone else.
Yeah, somebody. Yeah, everybody does it.
He's just not, I don't think he's big enough of a star.
To carry
and
it?
He does not have the catalog to do so. And as Mike told me drunkenly, as I'm standing next to him and he's yelling at the TV.
Oh, no.
He said, Aerosmith can do this, Timberlake can't.
He's right, though. He's absolutely right.
You think that's true?
Well, that Aerosmith could do it and he couldn't? Yeah, because they've got a bigger catalog. And I think they've got more celebrity cachet.
Well, the catalog doesn't translate to a stadium.
How do you mean?
I don't think his songs are conducive to a stadium like Aerosmith rock anthems would
be. Okay, yeah, so that's true. No rock anthems in his stuff.
That's fair. Okay. Now, the number one Super Bowl ad, back to the ads.
Yes.
Are you going to play? You're playing the Eminem one, right?
Right.
The one that the critics love and the audience love, as of 15 hours ago, according to EW, is the Jeff Goldblum recreation of the Jurassic Park scene for Jeep.
Now, I saw that but couldn't hear it.
Yes.
And when I saw it, it looked dynamite. But it was hard without the audio track to really figure out what was going on with it. I knew that it looked great.
That is the number one stunner, according to the interweb.
Cool.
And that's all I got for Oscarazzi because I'm hammered.
That's fine. But you know what I think before we close the book on it? I think that Steve Shenavy on Channel 5 said it best this morning. He says, it was the first time in a long time that the game was better than the commercials. Consistently throughout. Mm. Because everybody was in it at all times. And so it was a good game.
And to be fair to us, I think we have these expectations of these commercials being so grandiose.
Yeah.
That the majority of them outside of the Jurassic Park one, the Jeep one, we're already online.
Oh, yeah. There's no surprises anymore.
Right?
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. And also, too many movie ads for me.
Yes.
I know movie ads are big and they're big budget and there's big money with big Hollywood. But the thing is I want to see something a little more creative. A movie ad's a movie ad.
Yes.
And I understand that. But we will be featuring a movie ad also in the Audio Vault, which, ladies and gentlemen, good news for everybody. It comes up right now. We do appreciate it. Thank you for Oscarazzi.
Thank you. Sorry for flaming out.
Oh, I think you did a great job. And we'll be back after this with the Audio Vault on the Mike O'Mara Show.
We can do it.
Faking it.
Hi. This is Ponyboy checking in from the futuristic year 2025. I sent this message back to remind you how important it is to keep renewing your bonus show subscriptions. Mike and Rob are long dead, but thanks to your continued support, the great shows on the More Network are still going strong. Tony Perkins, Rolfo and Cookies, and Tech 411. So keep subscribing, guys. Carla and the kids depend on it. Little Michael and Little Dirk. And don't smoke. We don't all wind up sounding like Dude Walker.
Alan Gigax, thank you very much. Hey, everyone knows that Amazon is the best, Oscar. If you need it, Amazon has it. What's today's Amazon purchase of the day?
All right, people, when you're not getting thermometers, you're doing your taxes.
Gotta do it.
Yes, TurboTax Deluxe. Get it on Amazon. Get it through the banner on MichaelMayerShow.com. You cannot go wrong. Do it today.
It's on sale, everybody. Yes. Amazon really does have everything, and you can find that TurboTax Deluxe and more at MichaelMayerShow.com. All right, you have a thermometer for me over there?
I do, and it's brand new, so I'm going to let you take it.
Thank you.
And put it where it belongs.
I'm not going to... I know what you want, and you ain't going to get it.
I don't want that.
Okay, let's see. This is a CVS.
Okay, but before you get it to it.
Right.
If it's anywhere near 100, if you're at 99 or 100.
I'm going to be at 98.6.
Okay, but say you're at 100.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That means you're already active. Like, you're the uranium. Right?
You've never accused me of being active before.
I'm just saying you're weapon-grade uranium at this point.
Keep talking. I'm going to put it because it's going to take a little while to come up to speed here.
Guys.
You know, I think he's going to be all right. He looks his normal color. So he's not too red.
98. Hold on, please unmute him.
98.6 is the that's the good temperature, right?
Yeah, standard temperature. Okay, roughly
the good temp.
The good temp.
I've never heard someone call it the good temp. That is the average temperature.
Okay.
So that's what you would call it.
I wonder if he's typically hot or typically cold.
If you're healthy, you stay in town. If you're weapons grade uranium, you're over 100, you leave.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And you don't come back for the rest of the week.
Mm.
Fair? How long is this going to take?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Emily came back from CVS in record time.
That is the fastest any intern's ever done.
Did you run?
No.
You walked.
They actually had to like request help because it was an age-restricted item.
Oh, interesting. Mm.
A thermometer.
Why would that be age-restricted?
I don't know.
Yeah. You millennials and your kinks.
That's what you guys 18 plus.
That is kind of bizarre.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is it on?
Mm-hmm.
Did you check?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to start with this. If he is healthy, he stays in town.
Yeah, we quarantine.
If he is not... He doesn't come back. And here we go. Drum roll, please. Do you have a tippy? Do you have anything?
I have my temperature at 98.6. I am perfectly healthy.
Just
I told
stay
you.
In town. You're not leaving the district.
We'll talk.
I'm telling you, Rob.
I'm telling you. Listen, if nothing else, I at least have to go home to get some stuff so we can do the show tomorrow. And if that's the case...
What stuff do you need?
A computer so I can prepare the audio.
We have 10 computers here.
All right. Can we talk after the show, please?
I'm just telling you, don't be selfish about this, man.
I'm not being selfish. I don't want to kill you, and I'm not selfish.
Okay.
All right. Listen.
Is the vault open?
The vault is open.
Okay.
And Kevin Hart made an appearance yesterday on the NFL Network. He later admitted to being drunk when he did it, but he did take the time. He was so proud of his Philadelphia roots, he dropped an F-bomb on live TV.
Oh, nice.
Thank you, Kevin.
I hope this is an example of what we can do. We gave a f-
Alright, he gotta go.
I like that. That was a nice
one.
That's how they ended that interview.
Man.
So, now, I did not hear this because there was a lot of noise in the bar, but apparently when the Patriots came out on the field, there was absolute booing in the stadium. Mm-hmm. So it was a strong Philadelphia crowd in Minneapolis yesterday.
And now,
by the way, this guy.
And now it's hard to win because people are so used to a certain voice.
I know,
right?
I know, but
it's
still
hard to win.
And also, I do believe this voice would sound better in a stadium than it does isolated on television.
Probably true.
So, but anyway, it's a little much.
And now, the AFC champion, New England Patriots. Yeah.
Tell by that crowd reaction, this is a Philadelphia crowd.
Let's start talking. This sounds horrible.
Al with his loose teeth.
Also,
yesterday.
Quick sidebar, if you saw the outfit that Tom Brady showed up to the stadium in, he looked like he was coming off the set of Working Girl.
What?
Literally, the guy did not have his head in the game.
Poor Tom.
Look for it on Google.
All right, very cool. There's trouble in Maryland. You know, there's a lot of geese. We saw Judd Goose last night.
Yes, we did.
A hunter was injured by a falling goose. Someone shot a goose while they were hunting. The goose fell on the hunter. He did not shoot the goose. So imagine you're in your blind or whatever. You're hunting.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you're slammed in the head by a dead goose falling from the sky. It's happening. And it's dangerous. Here is an official from Maryland Hunting that will explain what could have happened.
These birds weigh anywhere from 10 to probably 14 pounds. They can have a wingspan of up to 6 feet. So if they're 35 yards up in the air, you know, and they're falling 60 feet and they hit you in the head, it's going to definitely, you know, cause severe damage. This morning, one of our really senior commanders said, oh, yes, it doesn't happen often, but, you know, you're a hunter, you're concentrating on what you're shooting at, and you don't see something until it's too late.
So watch out for dead geese falling from the sky, Oscar.
Does that break your nose? Or
it could, but remember
give you a concussion even.
Right?
We actually had a great motto from Friday's bonus show, no beaks.
Yeah. No beaks.
No beaks. So I think that also goes there. And also, kind of group your shots. Make sure if you're shooting a goose, you know where it's going to come down.
Yeah, but look, if you're hunting, you usually hunt in a group.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't blame the hunters for not knowing if that bird's going to fall on their face or their head.
Right.
Because they're probably shooting other geese.
But it would truly be a surprise.
The vice president at one point, not the current vice president.
Oh, Dick Cheney.
He shot a friend.
He shot a guy, yeah.
Right? So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But did he really have friends?
I would rather have a goose fall on me than a friend shoot me.
Here.
Things happen.
All right. Well, there's
a Twitter poll right there.
That's the takeaway from today's show.
Thank you.
Also exciting commercial yesterday. The first look at the new Han Solo movie.
Yeah.
It's called Solo, A Star Wars Story. Here's a bit of that trailer, which is going to be viewed probably 78 billion times today.
So you want to make a difference?
Yeah.
Trust me, you're gonna love it.
And which branch are you interested in joining?
I'm gonna be a pilot. Best in the galaxy.
Your name?
Solo. I get excited. I still get excited. Looks great.
I'm not a Star Wars mark, but I want to see this movie.
Me too.
Right?
Because you know why? It's like a step outside.
Yeah, it's like Top Gun for Star Wars.
Mm-hmm. They're really going to hit it. And Ron Howard's directing it. He's never made a bad movie.
Who's going to be Iceman? Nothing.
That's a good question.
I'm just going to stop talking.
We'll see. I've teased it. Here it is. The commercial that I said is I looked up and I saw Danny DeVito get hit by a car.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, that's a good spot. Here's M&M's right here.
I've had three people try to eat me today. Three. Ooh, lucky penny. Anyway, sometimes I wish I were human.
Whoa. Look at me. I'm human. Do you want to eat me?
No.
Do you want to eat me?
No, thanks.
No? Would you like to eat me? Nobody wants to eat me! I'm the luckiest!
You dropped your lucky penny.
Man, I look good.
You're still short and bald.
Maybe it's me. I just like the fact that they were able to, with a good plot line, work the phrase, do you want to eat me, into a Super Bowl commercial.
Also, who's making more money, Danny DeVito or the Mars company who owns M&M's?
It's probably a tie on that.
Right? Because he's got the cappuccino commercial. He's got the TV show Always Sunny.
Yeah.
He's got the M&M commercial. Like, can you make more money?
And he's got those taxi dollars still rolling in.
Does he?
Sure, I'm sure he gets residuals on that.
Where do you
find Batman? Batman Returns.
What
movie? Oh, that's right.
What channel still shows Taxi?
I'm sure one of the TV type deals.
Are you on Cozy all the time?
No, I don't watch Taxi. I don't look at Taxi.
Yeah, decades.
Decades.
Yeah, no, too busy nursing this fever. Let's close with this. In Seattle, a radio station. This is really funny tape. Their radio station had a surveillance camera on their parking lot, right? A drunk guy, looked like he was trying to break into a car late one night. So they isolated the tape and had one of their radio hosts, his name is John Curley, cover it like play-by-play on sports. So what you see is a drunk guy trying to break into a car with a broom, then try to climb over a wall and fall down. That sounds reasonably funny.
Yes.
But listen to when a real talented play-by-play guy does it. You'll love this.
It's an open parking lot, 11:09 p.m. There's a gentleman who's got himself a mop and mop handle. And he is pointing it towards the window of a pickup truck. He's got a stance about shoulder width apart, and he bangs the mop at the top of the window and then hits and resets. He's got his feet now moving apart, looking just to the right to check, make sure no one's around. And he's now positions the mop again, backs it up, slams it back into the window, slams it a second time. That's three. That's four. Las Vegas odds say he won't hit one more time, and he doesn't. Taking a breather, he looks like he's winded. Now he's starting to stumble just a little bit. He decides to run over to the other window, thinking maybe that one will be a little easier to break with a mop handle, but no. Now he's moving away from the car and starting to get a second plan. This time, he starts to climb up onto a rooftop. He still has the mop in his left hand. He places the mop on top of a roof, and now he starts to think about whether or not he wants to climb up. He places his right foot on top of the wall. Here he comes, and he falls off the wall. Oh, my God. Somebody get some salami and cream cheese and rub it all over his face. He's unconscious on the ground with the mop. That's the story.
That's John Curley with the call. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody. We appreciate it. Hey, Oscar, you made it.
We made it.
Nice. Woo. That's it, people.
We made it.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of
TMOS. You're not leaving the city.
Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages
5 days
for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOmeraShow.com.
Someone call the Kempton now.
Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you for listening and join us again tomorrow for the best part of your day. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOmeraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.